We'd like to take a second look at the Agarata on Yud Beis with regard to Mitos Zav Vakesef. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroy Lekesef Lekesef Haroy Lezav Zav. Omar Lo Rab Nechemiah Mkena Tamatil Kinu B'Seuda. So Tosa wants to know, in the Gemara before, when they were Moshev the Roy Lechatzer B'Chatzer Roy Lebison Lebison, there the Gemara didn't raise the objection atamatel kino besuda, and Tosa says that since they didn't see each other, there was no kino. They're in different places. This one was the inside, the garden on the outside, and so forth. But some of the Achronim want to suggest that what we saw about part of the population was seated in the chatzer and part in the gina, that wasn't a prisa covet, because that had nothing to do with covenant chashivas. It meant that some people found it more comfortable to sit here outside, and some people more comfortable to sit inside. Some people like a closed place, some people like to be in an open area where there's plenty of air, and therefore there was no kin on that. But mita shel zav, I mean, to put someone dafka on a golden laden bed, that for sure means a specific greater chashivus, and that would create kina. Now, from chatzah to gina, that's not so difficult, because we could say that when the king divided up in that way, mixas kovid lezeh, mixas lezeh, elish yashvu bebisan nasan mitos kesef. What he did was, those who didn't get the covet of sleeping on a gold bed, they would get the covet of being seated in the bison, inside the palace. But those who sat on the outside, they gave them mitos zov. So therefore there was no kina. But now the Gemara says, even if you gave them mitos, and you divvied it up according to chashivus, that the most chashuv would get the zov, then the chashuvim would get all the covet, and that's something which generates kina. Now the Gemara says, "Kedas shel Torah, ma das shel Torah, chila meruba mi shesia, afsi udoso shel oso rosha, chila meruba mi shtia." So Rashi explains that we find in Karbonos on the Achilus Mizbeach that there was more Achila than there was Nesachim, which is Shesir. But Tosa says in Masechta Nida that what the Gemara has in mind is that we can learn from this that that's the derech even with regard to Bnei Adam, Achilus Bnei Adam, a person eats more than he drinks. And then Tosa says from Gemara Nida, it says, Kol she achiloso meruba mishtiyoso atzmosov schuyin, which seems like it's not a very healthy thing to eat more than drink. Tosis answers that the Gemara there is talking about a case of someone who eats excessively, much, much more than his shesia, and that's not healthy. But to eat a little bit, even if it's more than his shesia, that's the right way to do it. That's the derech achila nechona. The Sfas Emes points out that L'chora, there's a simple answer to Tosus Kasha. And let's distinguish between our sugi, which is talking about Yayin, Shesias Yayin, which is like the Nesachim on the Mizbeach, and therefore the Gemara says that he shouldn't drink too much, his Achila should be Meruba Mishtia. The Gemara Nid, on the other hand, is talking about Shesias Mayim Litzomo, he's thirsty, he's drinking water, and there you could always say that he should drink more water than he eats. It's healthy to drink a lot of water, but the intake of wine, that should be limited. The Aruch Liner writes, again to try to answer Tosus Kasha, that it's always considered achila meruba mishasia. That's the derech b'nei Adam. And the Gemara says, b'sochem echol shlish, you should say shlish. But in the Suda of Achashverosh, the king commanded that there shouldn't be any compulsory eating. It should be kedarko shel achila ushesia. And that's called shoven. Im yirtzelech al yosef mishtiyaso kidashel Torah. If he wants to, he can eat more than he drinks, but it should be shavos legame, meaning the achil and shesiyah should be equal. Now, lasos kirtzon ish ve'ish, the Gemara says, kirtzon Mordechai v'Haman. And Haman is called an ish because of ish tsar v'oyev. Mordechai is called an ish because ish Yehudi. So Rashi writes that Mordechai and Haman was sorry hamashkim in that suud. The Marsha has trouble with this, because the language of the pasuk seems to indicate kirotzon ish ve'ish, referring to the people who were sitting down at the suud and the mishter, and they were drinking. It's not a reference to the sarim, the saramashkim, or anything like that. And furthermore, he says that the targum writes Baram Mordechai Atzadik v'sei aso lo havu taman, which means that Mordechai was not a participant in the Suda. We also find in a Medrash that Mordechai warned the people of Israel not to participate in this Mishta. So how could it possibly be that Mordechai shows up at the Mishta? But perhaps we could suggest that Mordechai agreed to play the role of Saramashkim in order to make sure to supervise the Bnei Yisrael that they shouldn't sin, and he wanted Dafka to be there to be Mashgiach. He was like the Mashgiach, that they shouldn't drink Yayin Nesach or eat from Bishalakum and so forth and so on. The Marsha says that you can interpret this Gemara in a different way. Mordechai wasn't at the Mishter at all. When it says Kiratzon Mordechai, what it means is Kiratzon Mordechai la Yehudim and Haman la Goyim, meaning that the Mishnah was organized in such a way that it would be relative to the Yehudim, it would be fine for the Yehudim. They wanted to eat kosher meals, and the Goyim wanted to eat all their taivas. Now, Achashverosh, according to the Medrash, was interested in being Mamali Rotzon Kol Adam. He wanted to fulfill everyone's desire, even those who had different and, in a sense, mutually exclusive desires or wills or interests. And therefore, it says Rotzon Mordechai and Haman, because that's a paradigm example of what we call Ritzonos Menugadim. It's certainly a contrast one to the other. Mordechai was an Ish Yehudi, Haman was an Ish Tsar V'Oyev, who wanted to destroy the Jews. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is something that's impossible. That Yavo Lefanecha Shnei Anoshim Elu, these two people will come in front of you, an Ish Yehudi and an Ish Tsar V'Oyev. You won't be able to fulfill the Ratzon of both of them. El Sha'ata Merumam Lazeh V'Tzolev Lazeh. But rather, you'll be good for one of them and not for the other. And some say the Kiratzon Mordechai v'Haman refers to what it says at the beginning of the pasuk, Eino Neis, which means that the seal was without compulsion, but rather it was Kiratzonam Shal Mordechai v'Haman. Mordechai didn't want anyone to force the Jewish people to drink wine because they shouldn't be Nichshal and Avera, and Haman didn't want to force anybody because he wanted to increase the violation and the serious avon of the Jewish people, that they'll drink out of their own will. So he didn't want to force them to drink, because then they would be potter on the Sochman Apatri. He wanted to pile up, you know, negative merits of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Gemara says that the seventh day of the Mishnah, when the Megillah describes Achashverosh as Tovlev HaMelech B'Yayin, was Shabbos. And the Jewish people were eating and drinking and speaking Divrei Torah, sharing words of Torah. They were singing Divrei Tishbachos. Now, how does Rava really answer the Kasha? The Gemara was saying, Atu Ad Hashtalo Tovlev HaMelech B'Chamra. Until the seventh day, he wasn't drunk, he wasn't happy. So the Beis Levi says that based on a medrash. The medrash says that the Malach Yashoyz came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Beis HaMikdash Chare V'Rosh Zeh Yoshev V'Oseh Mar Zichin Omelan Tnu Yomim Keneged Yomim Hadol Dechsiv B'Yomim Ahema Reisi B'Yehuda Dorchim Gitos B'Shabbos. So it seems from the Medrash that because of Chil Shabbos, therefore Nitnu Yimei Simcha V'Mishlach HaShmerosh Keneged Simchas HaShabbos Shehoysel Yisrael. Hashem, so to speak, gave the reward of Simcha Mishneh Tachashverosh because the Jewish people were lacking and deficient in their observance of the Shabbos. Now Chazal say, and it's a very famous statement regarding Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Ein Lehem Tova, Tuksiv V'Tov Lo Yiyah L'Rosha. And therefore, Lo haya tov libo shel Achashverosh ad shigia yom haShabbos she'oz kibos haTova mikoach Shabbos shel Yisrael yomim kineged yomim. So the Gra in his Perush on the Megillah quotes a Medrash that whenever it says the word HaMelech in the Megillah, it's an allusion to the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks,
if occurs frequently,
right, yeah. And some people, you know, organize, they write the Megillah in a way that Amel should appear on the top line of each klal, yeah, of each gvul.
I have it as Amel.
You have such a thing?
Yeah, at the top of every.
Yeah, that's a mitzvah. Yeah. I have a Megillah, but it doesn't have Hamelach in that way.
Sure.
So anyway, the question.
I'll have to check at the end.
Yeah, the question of the Gemara is that why is it that Achashverosh had such an intoxicated experience on the seventh day? You know, it was Tov Levo Bayayin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gave him Nachas Ruach, Tov Levo Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if HaMelech here is a secret password for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it comes out that God himself was very happy, Kaviyochel, on the seventh day. So the question is, the Rishayim are drinking wine and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy? What's that all about? So the Gemara says that the Yayin of the Goyim makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. That's not possible. Lo b'yeinam shal ha-goyim somach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ela b'mishteh she'Yisrael sha'osim l'chvod ha-Shabbos. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam is happy on the seventh day, because the Jewish people begin with sharing Devei Torah, they go on to sing Zmiris and Tishbachos, as opposed to the Goyim who have a Mishteh just in order to do Averis, in order to do things that are despicable. Therefore, Nizkarim Yisrael Lischus. This line in the Megillah is indicating a Schus for Klal Yisrael, and as a result, there's going to be a Klola on Vashti. She's going to have a Gzeir of Misa, and then Esther will come and replace. The sugya we're doing here is Shira and Hallel. The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah dedicates an entire chapter to the laws of Hallel. And he mentions that there are 18 days in the year when there's a mitzvah to complete the Hallel. Then he writes, "Velo tiknu Hallel bepurim, Shekriyas HaMegillah hi HaHallel." And this is the Gemara that we're about to learn. I mean, we didn't read it yet officially. Rav Nachman says that Kriyas HaZui hi Lula. But in any event, it's clear that in Kriyas HaMegillah, we have two mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes, and that's the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches, Mitzvahs Kriya Pirsum HaNes. And then we have Kriyas HaHallel. And the Rambam is Hakdoma to Minyan HaMitzvahs. I think we mentioned in the past, he writes, "Vitzivu likros haMegillah ba'onasa, kidei lahazkir shvachav shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu uTshuos sha'asalano, vayakarav l'shavaseinu kidei levarcho lahalala." And the language of the Rambam indicates that in Mikra Megillah we have two elements. Number one, lahazkir shvachav uTshuos shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which means pirsum hanes. And number two, Levarcho Ulahalalo. That's the language of the Rambam. That's Kriya Shel Hallel. And that's the second dimension to Megillah. And this explains the Shita Sameiri, which the Mishnah Berurah makes a big deal about, that if there's no Megillah, then he has to read Hallel, because they only omitted Hallel because there's Kriyas HaMegillah. The Birkei Yosef of the Chidah, on the other hand, disagrees, and he says,
isn't it of interest that the Mishnah Berurah had the Miri? Is that
seems to be the case, right? Yeah, I'm not sure if he had all of the Miri, meaning he may have had certain sections of the Miri, not all of them. That's something that you could probably research. Mm. Exactly what they found and what they didn't find, what they had, what they didn't have.
I mean, when we were in
Yeshiva,
we had it, of course, we could question it, we all had
right,
it.
Right. But Rav Soloveitchik was very hesitant to look in the Meiri. It wasn't part of his Masorah. I think also he had questions about the text of the Meiri. Mm. In any event, according to the Chidah, the Rama would not agree with the Meiri, because the Rambam writes Lo Tiknu Hallel Bepurim, and the indication from of the language of the Rambam is that they never made a takana of Hallel on Purim. Even if you don't have a Megillah, you don't read Hallel, you don't recite Hallel. Now the Gemara tells us that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os Shenisnav Lehem Yisrov Lo Pichsu Lo Hosiru Al Mashkos Batarchutz Mi Mikra Megillah. My drosh, of Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, kavachomer uma meavdus lecherus amrin and shira, is me miso lechayim lo kol shkev. Ihochi halel lo nami neima. Rav Nachman Omar kriyasa zui lula. So Rashi says, we saw it yesterday, that meavdus lecherus is be yitzias from tzayim on yeshira alayam. And now we have a comment here of the Turi Evan, of the Shagas Aryeh. He writes the following: Hare nesunim hayu bi'osa shalom misa, kemo sha'amru ha'mibli ein kvar b'mitzrayim. Thus, when the Jewish people saw that the Egyptians were in hot pursuit and they reached the Yamsuf, they declared, aren't there enough? Why do we have to come out here? We could have been buried in Mitzrayim. So why does the Gemara say that that's called Me'avdus L'cheirus? That should be Mimisa L'chaim? No, their lives are in the balance. And further, says the Turi Evan, the Shira Sayam, Lo Hukva'a Chova L'doros, I mean, to say that from the Shira, which was a spontaneous song of praise at that moment in time, we should derive a Chova L'doros, and furthermore he says, when the Gemara says here, so how can we derive from Shira Alayam, because on the seventh day of Pesach, Lo Omrim Hallel, we don't have Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach, so we don't have a Hallel that commemorates Shira, the Shira Sayam and the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's going to be the source for the Gemara's Kash, the Hallel on Purim. Lachain Mefarish, therefore the Turi Evan offers an alternative interpretation of this Gemara. Shal Limud Hu Mimasha Omrim Hal Biyontif Rishon Shal Pesach Shu Yom Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now again, you and I would have said, logically, that the Hallel of Yontif Rishon Shel Pesach is not relevant to this discussion, because that's a Hallel of Yontif. Mm. And we're talking about, you know, a Hallel to praise Hashem for saving us from the Gzeir of Haman. What's that got to do with the Hallel of Yontif? But he quotes a Gemara at the end of Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Yudzai, Nevi'im Shemem Tignu Yisrael, Shiu Omer Mosal Kol Perek Uperek, Sheneg Olim Omer Mosal Agu'ulah. And if that be the case, according to Turi Evan, the Hallel of Yontif Rishon Shel Pesach is a Hallel on the Geula. V'alze Ola HaKal V'chomer. On that Hallel of the first day of Pesach is a Kal V'chomer. Why? Im B'Geula Omrim Hallel. If they recited Hallel, and that's Ludoros, on the Yontif Rishon, because it is Mitzrayim, is Mimisa L'chaim L'kolshke, because the Geula of Yontif Rishon Shel Pesach is not Hamibli Kvarim Hamibliyin Kvarim B'Mitzrayim. You know, they weren't endangered at that point. And in the footnote, he says, "Me'ata hakol muva." Now we can answer all the questions. Achein, lolom de mishir sayam gufo. We're not deriving anything from shir sayam, but rather from amiras hal biyontif rishon. The oz, adai lo omru hamabliyin kvar b'mitzrayim, loyim esudim lemisa. V'chein aviyim tiknu shiomru hal hakol perek u'perek, imkei nikba lidoros. V'she'ela sagmora hal nami neima brura, af hi. Kevon shabiyot defrishon omrim halel umizeh halimud. Since they established that on the first day of Yontif of Pesach we recite halel in Kein Nomer Gam Bipur, based on this takonis adavir. So the Netziv is not so happy about this. He says that halel of the Nevi'im is only midrabbanon. And the Gemara is deriving it from a Kavachom. A Kavachom is usually Doraisa. So therefore, the Netziv offers another possibility here. And he says, second, I saw it before, now I don't find it. Oh. Kosav b'merome sada. That's the Netziv. Afal pishek she omru shir al hayam hoyze achri she yotzu mishiv mitzrayim lo menechshav she yotzu oz me'avdus lecherus. So he's going back to Rashi's pshat that with the base of the kavachomer is from the shir al hayam, and then the question is, why is that called Me'avdus L'cherus? That's not what they're singing about at Yam Suf. They already went out from Avdus L'cherus a week ago. Ella, Shemikomakom lo yotzu mehem b'chechlik. That's not called an absolute, irreversible yitzia me'avdus L'cherus. Sharei ha'mitzrim savru sheyatzeru. The mitzrim wanted to get them back into the land and again subjugate them. That's why they agreed to lend them all these utensils and garments, and therefore shapir nechshav me avdus lecherus. In other words, since the Mitzrim are pursuing them at Yam Suf, the status or the situation of the Jewish people is still one of avdus in potential, and therefore it's called yitzia me avdus lecherus. Now, yesterday we discussed a principle called Ein Omrim Halal Neshe B'chutz Laretz. That the reason why there's no Halal, according to the first pshat in the Gemara, on Purim is because that Nesh was in Chutz Laretz. And then the Gemara asked, well, what about Yitzis Mitzrayim, which was Chutz Laretz as well? So there's Marshah here in Erechim, who explains that the Hanhaga, the way God deals with events in Chutz Laretz, in terms of divine providence, is Eino El Al Yidei Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo V'Atzmo. It's not direct from God's hand. El Al Yidei Shliach O'Malach. So God uses intermediaries because there's no close relationship to the people, only in Israel, only in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Ein Roy Lomar Halel Al Nes Shlo Nas Al Yidei Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo V'Atzmo. We don't say Hallel when God Himself is like one step removed, and that's in Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, where it's hands-on, divine hands-on, I mean, therefore we recite Hallel. However, on that Gemara in Erechim, if you look in the Ein Yaakov, he says just the opposite. He says, Ksha'anu b'Chutz Laretz, Eretz Oyvenu, meaning we're in Chutz Laretz, we're surrounded by enemies, is Misrach Hashem Lonu Nisim Chol Rega V'Rega. We're existing on miracles. V'lachein, Yef Shalomar Aleim Halal. We cannot recite Halal for something that's ongoing. You know, it's a miracle that's every second. And the Gemara in Shabbos uses a phrase in Bonu Lomar Einonu Maspikim. Then if we'll start saying Halal, we'll never be able to finish it. So in other words, the Marsha and the Ein Yaakov are looking at it from two almost diametrically opposite perspectives. The Marsha's perspective is that it's not really a Ness in Chutz Laretz because it's only through the Malach or the Shliach. It's not a direct hand of God. Whereas the Yaakov is learning that Nadarab, and in Chutzlars we're living on Nisim, where every breath of air is a miracle, and we could survive our enemies. And therefore, you can't recite Halal on something that's an ongoing ness, b'chol rega v'rega. Now, on every Moed, we recite Halal. So the Gemara says here that Yitzias Mitzrayim is a ness of Chutzlars. And the Gemara asks, if so, why do we recite Halal? So the Turiyevin is upset by this. He says, what do you mean, why do we recite Halal? The reason why we recite Halal is not because of the Nes, but because of the Moed. Why shouldn't we recite Halal on Pesach? So you're telling me the Nes was in Chutzlar. So that's not relevant. Once Pesach is endowed with the status of a Moed, then a Moed generates a Chiyuv Halal. So he interprets that Gemara's question is about the halal that we recite on Leil Yom Tov to Pesach, not the halal of the daytime, because that's Moed, and that's Kavua, that's set for every single Yom Tov, but rather for reciting the halal that we recite at night, and back at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to recite halal B'Shas Shkitas HaPesach, and they recited a bracha on that halal. So the Gemara's question here is about the halal of Leil Yom Tov Rishon. And that halal is because of the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because, Balayla, that's the night that... Balayla U. That we went out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, if the assumption is that there's a halal on Leil HaPesach, and they recited a bracha on it, and that halal is to commemorate the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, then the Gemara asks a very good question. That Nes took place in Chutzlar. It's not the halal of a Moed, but rather the halal of a Nes. And again, the Netziv says in Merome Sada that the Gemara's question was... So let's first point out the difficulty in this approach. So the Turiyevin is gevaldig, because now we're talking about a halal on a nes, and we're talking about a halal that's kavua l'dori doros, and it's in chutzlars, and that should be the basis for the kal v'chomer that certainly on Purim we should recite halal. But the problem with with this approach, again, everything is great, but there's one drawback. He says, Hal ze enu shel chiyuv. We don't find anywhere in the halach of halal, which is a sugya erechin, that the hal of Leil HaPesach is a hal shel chiyuv. El Ashkenazim hayu nogim klal. I'm sorry. Ve Ashkenazim enu nogim klal b'amiroso. What he means by Ashkenazim, he means the German Jews, meaning. If you daven Nusach Svara, for example, they have the minhag of reciting Halal. Svaradim also have reciting Halal on Leil HaPesach. But he's worried about the Ashkenazim, the real Ashkenazim, those who wait an hour or 3 hours, So they don't have the minhag of reciting. In my father's shul, for example, when he got appointed to Rav, he changed the minhag. The minhag was not to say Halal on Leil HaPesach, and he insisted on saying Halal. The briskies are very heavy about that. The halal on sure. Leil HaPesach.
For sure.
But in any event, the entire premise of the Turiyevin, upon which this whole sugya is predicated, is that there is a chiyuv to say halal on Leil HaPesach, which is not very clear. Because again, in the sugya of halal, it doesn't appear. And not only that, it seems to be totally a minhag. So, the whole Gemara is based on one particular minhag. Again, it's a very popular minhag here in Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very popular because of the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon's Hashpah.
I don't think they say it in the Kol Dodim.
No? They don't have Halal on Leil HaPesach?
I'm very surprised by it.
That might be because they're Chutznikim. Are they they're Israelis?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Because the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon insisted on that Halal.
The Kol Dodim is in the Luria school. As you go on toward Shayarnon, it's on the corner.
That's right. So the Rome Sud actually says that.
To check with my wife, she would remember if we said
it. Because you came home late.
Okay. The Gemara's question is not on our minhag you know, that we say Hallel on Leil HaPesach. He says, Achein ein al minogenu. That's not the Sheilas HaGemara, that we have Hallel on Pesach. Ela Moshe v'Yisrael omru shira al hayam. The question itself, according to the Netziv, is on Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have a kashi on Moshe Rabbeinu. How could Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael recite Shira Layam? Heichonu Shira Hareyu Nes Shebechutzlaz. Now the Gemara is going to make a distinction between two periods of time, and it's before they came into Eretz Yisrael, after. Now, according to the Netziv. Well, let's go back to the Shagasariya, that the Tzuri Evan says that there's a difference between a miracle, which is Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kvodo V'Atzmo, as opposed to a Shliach, through a Malach. So I don't understand why that changes when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Kevan Shegalu, okay, fine. Now, we mentioned the Me'iri. The Me'iri says that if you don't have a Megillah, then you do recite Hallel on Purim. Okay, and he says the following.
If you don't have a Megillah.
Yeah, Misha Eilo Megillah Tshera. I'm reading the Me'iri. Likros Ba, Yeshlo Lomar Halal Bibracha. And that's according to Rav Nachman, who says that Kriyas HaMegillah is the replacement for Halal. Avalafi Rava. Rava has a different approach as to why we don't say Hallel on Purim, and that's because the issue of Purim is not complete, because Akati Avdi Dachashver Shanan. So he says, Lefi Zeh, is Misha Ein Lo Megillah Eino Koreas HaHallel, because you cannot recite Hallel to commemorate an incomplete miracle. The Geula was not complete. And therefore, we're going to pass like Rav against Rav Nachman. Now, you and I are much more familiar and comfortable with Rav Nachman that Kriyas HaMegillah is the Hallel. But according to the Chidah, we pass not like Rav Nachman, but like Rav. So then we go back to Hakati Avdi Dachashver Shanan, and there's no Hallel on Purim, period. In Kain, Lo Nomar Hallel Klal, with or without a Megillah. And apparently there's a girsa of the Rif, Maskif Lo Rava, and it seems from the girsa of the Rif that there was a kash on Rav Nachman, we'll see that inside in a minute, and there was never a question, and there was never an answer to that kash. However, the Bahag and the Rambam hold that the Iker is like Rav Nachman, that Kriyasa Zui Hilula, but nevertheless, the Rambam says, Lo Tiknu Halel B'Purim, which sounds like that there was never a Takon of Halel on Purim, for whatever reason, and therefore we don't say Halel on Purim, even though Kriyasa Zui Hilula. The Shari Tshuva writes, not the Shai Tshuva of Beit Yonah, I'm talking about Shai Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch. Shemi kol makom ein lilmo mizeh lomar hal bebracha. Which we're not going to derive from Rav Nachman that we should recite hal with a bracha if we have no Megillah. Kevin sheikar kavanas ha-gemara levar lomo lo tiknu chachom in hal bepurim. When we came in shalom tiknu, as gam im ein lo Megillah, ein tam kriyosas ui lula lomar hal bebracha. He advocates that we should recite Hallel without a bracha. Now, you and I are not that familiar with Hallel without a bracha, but amongst Sephardim, it's quite common. On Rosh Chodesh, they recite Hallel without a bracha.
As long as it's not a Hallel Shorah.
I mean to say that there is such an enterprise called Hallel, but I don't know if it's... Do we have it in Ashkenazim, Hallel without a bracha? Maybe you're not Yom
HaTzibur. Yom HaTzibur in some places.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The Rav himself used to change his mind from one year to the next, yeah. You know. When I was in the Shia, he was mocked that it would be half Hallel without a bracha and after Davin. That was like...
Bracha without the last bracha or something.
Oh, that I don't remember. So Rav Moshe, let's go back to the Gemara. That was just a little bit of sort of a flavoring on top, so to speak.
I'm not quite sure that Rav Petrovsky said say Hallel after Shema Esrei without a bracha.
know, my father's minhag was to say halal on Yom Yerushalayim with a bracha, but not on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Very interesting. Anyway, so now the Gemara said the following: we're on Daf Yudalet of an Aleph, and if you recall, we started yesterday about 10 lines down, or 12 lines down. Tana Rabbanan, Arboim v'shmona neviim v'shem neviim v'stavlem Yisrael. Fine. V'lo pichsu v'lo hosiru. So Gemara says until they got to Megillah. So what was the license to establish a new mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? After all, they never did such a thing because they were always inhibited by the pasuk that says lo baltosif. And the Gemara answers that they had a kal v'chomer. Now I don't have in front of me, I was meant to bring it, but I'll just tell you from memory what I saw in the Hare Kedem in the name of the Rav. The Rav says that what's the point of this Gemara? Meaning the bottom line, okay, you have a Kal V'Chomer, but you're still adding another mitzvah in the Torah. So the Rav said the following: that whenever the Rabbanon add a mitzvah to the Torah, and Mikra Megillah is going to be our paradigm case, it's always because the kiyum is doraisa. In other words, the Rabbanon could create a chiyuv as long as the kiyum is doraisa. It's like a typical brisker distinction between the chiyuv and the kiyum. So for example, in the case of Mikra Megillah, the kiyum halel is doraisa.
And the fact that it's a din
de rabbanon. The chiyuv is the rabbanon, meaning the Torah never said to me that on the 14th of Adar I have to recite Hallel. But once the Torah gave me the Kal V'Chomer, what I have here is I have a framework in which me avdus l'cheres omru shira. So you see that the Torah itself recognizes and acknowledges this mitzvah of shira, and meaning the Kriyas HaMegillah itself is a means to fulfill this great framework called Mimisa L'chaim L'kolshkin, that certainly we should recite Shira. And that's what the Rav said, that the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah is the Rabbana, but the Kiyuv is the Raisa. And the Rav would go on and say that in general, whenever they established Halal, like for example, we said that the Gemara Pesachim at the end of the Gemara, at the end of the Masechta, says that Neviim Tiknu Shal Kol Tzara B'Yisrael Shif Nigalim Imenu Yomrim Omrim Halal. That also is a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan with a Kiyuv D'Oraisa. And where's the Kiyuv D'Oraisa? You need a source for the Kiyuv D'Oraisa, and that's in the Parsha of Shir Sayam of Mi Avdus L'Chayus. So the Rav went on to say that in the case of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, Chazal was standing on the shoulders of Mikra Megillah. Because what the Rambam does is he incorporates the laws of Chanukah into the laws of Megillah. Right? There's no such thing as Hilchos Chanukah in the Rambam. There's Hilchos Megillah. And the Rambam has two prakim of Hilchos Megillah. And then the third prak is ready Hilchos Chanukah. And not only that, in the third perek, when the Rambam formulates the chiyuv of Adlokas Nerchan, he says that Lashon Acheres Tiknu Yisrael, Lahadlik Ner B'chol Bais Bais, etc. and Pesel Bais B'chutz Kikriyas HaMegillah. So Rav Salvechik was medayik in the Rambam. Why did the Rambam feel compelled to add Kikriyas HaMegillah? So the Rambam has 2 points here. Number one, the Rambam starts with Hilchos Megillah and then goes to Hilchos Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch goes the other way around. Shulchan Aruch is very much attached to the Hebrew calendar, so we have Chanukah first in the month of Teves. I mean, the month of Kislev, and then Teves, and then we have Purim in the month of Adar. But the Rambam has the reverse order because the Rambam is more conceptual, and the Rambam conceptually knows that, you know, there could not have been a takon of Ner Chanukah without the precedent of Megillah. Why? Because Megillah is the breakthrough. Megillah is the first time they added another mitzvah. And how are they allowed to do so? The answer is because even though the chiyuv is d'rabbanan, but the mitzvah and its kiyuv is d'oraisa. Then the Rav went on to ask, so what's the kiyuv d'oraisa of Ner Chanukah? First he thought it was Hallel, because the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah emphasizes that we have to be very careful and meticulous about Ner Chanukah, but Kidei Lahosif Shevach LaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. Which seems that Hallel is all, that Megillah itself is a kiyum of Hallel. That's a little bit of a problem because we have challah on Chanukah, so why do we need another kiyum of Ner Chanukah? And then the Rav had a different mahalach based on Rabbeinu Daniel HaBavli, who holds that this Kiddush Hashem, that whenever we publicize a miracle, that's called V'nikdashti V'tok B'nei Yisrael. And that's why Pirsum HaNes in the Chanukah plays such an important role, because the only license that the Rabbanan had to institute the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the fact that this Kiddush Hashem, which is through the Pirsum HaNes.
Oh, we said before that there was the Chanukah is also the nearest Chanukah is like the base of Mikdash. You know, that is a key. Is that,
right.
that was who said that? The Balamor.
Balamor, right. The Balamor says that was also Shtamish.
Right, because it's a kiyum. Or maybe of Zeichel Mikdash.
The question is whether Zeichel Mikdash is Doraisa or not. That's an interesting question. Because the Gemara in Sukkah derives Zeichel Mikdash from a pasuk in Yeshayahu and Novi. Right, Sion ain Dorish Lo. Michal Alimor says the boy Drisha, and that's Zeichel Migdash. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh established Lulav Kol Shiva. So Yisomer maybe is Zeichel Migdash, and even Ner Chanukah might be Zeichel Migdash. That's an interesting question. Whether Zeichel Migdash is a Kiyum Doraisa, I think it might be Midivrei Kabbalah. You know that middle level. You know the gray area.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, if they're deriving this from a Kavachom, is Hal Nami Neima? And the Gemara answers that, Ein Omrim Hal Al Neshe B'chutzla. It's Yitzis Mitzrayim, they said Hal, and that's a Neshe B'chutzla. So the Gemara distinguishes between before they entered into the land and after they entered the land. Rav Nachman Omar, this is where we left off yesterday, Kriyasa Zui Hilula, Zohi Lula. So the Kiyum of Mitzvah Halel on Purim is the reading of the Megillah. Rava has another justification for the omission of Hallel on Purim. Kevon, Bishleima Hasam, they're the case of Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's clear why they recited Hallel. Why? Because the Purim, because the situation of Golus, of Avdus, completely terminated. And that's because let's see what he says here. I'm sorry. Hosam, there it says, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. Now they can recite Hallel because they terminated their status as Avdei Paro, and now they're completely Avdei Hashem. They're absolutely liberated, free to accept a total commitment to serve Hashem. Elohach, but here in the case of Purim, if you want to say Hallel, and that's the Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, you have a problem. Because V'lo Avdei Achashverosh, you know, it's the only way you could say it is if we have completely removed the yoke of Achashverosh from our shoulders. But Akati Avdei D'Achashverosh Anan. So the Geula was not a complete Geula. And even though, again, there was a great ness and we were saved Mimisa L'chaim, but as far as reciting Hal is concerned, there's another precondition. You have to be able to recite the perek of Halukha, Halu Avdei Hashem, which you cannot recite. So the Gemara says, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Rav Nachman, whether you hold like Rav, that the reason why there's no Hal on Purim is because Akati Avdei D'Achashverosh Anan, or if you hold like Rav Nachman, that kriyasa zui hilula kasha. Why? Because Tanya, we have a brisa. Mishenichnasu la eretz, meaning Eretz Yisrael. Lo huchshu kol arotzos lomar shira.
Except for us, no.
Correct. So according to Rava, it would seem that if not for the reason of akati achashveil shanan, we would recite Hallel. And yet, it seems that lo hukshu kol haratzos lo marshira. And according to Rav Nachman, it's also difficult because he postulates that kriya samagila replaces halal. So it seems that he would accept halal in on a nes in chutz l'aretz. So what do we do with this brisa that we quoted earlier that halal requires Eretz Yisrael? So Gemara answers that both Rav and Rav Nachman will hold kevan shegolu. Once Klal Yisrael were sent into exile, they were dispersed amongst the countries of the world, is Chazru Lech Sheron Harishon. All the Aratzos went back to their original their original state. Ah, that's interesting, because yesterday I tried to say about a similar svara that maybe when we went into Golos, if you failed Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shaita, Velo Kedusha Lassan Lavo, so we no longer have Kedusha Sets Yisrael, and now we go back to the original situation where we could say Hal on a Nesheh B'chutzlar. The Gemara is saying this as a general rule. The Gemara is not making this dependent upon the first bias or the second bias, but rather the fact that they went into Golos. So let me read to you what he adds over here in the footnote. He says, in Kavanas HaGemara, he says, what's the interpretation of the Gemara? Chazru lech sheirim harishon, l'din harishon, sha'omrim halel, afal nesha'ira, b'chol ha'rotzal. So chen ravetzarach tam, anduein omrim hal b'purim, v'chen rav nachman, omrim hal b'kriya samigilah. Uledaitom, divrei ha'braisa shayochim, rak al zman, shaho Yisrael b'aretz, kodem ha'golos. So the original Gemara that we had earlier gave the answer of Ein Omrim Halal because Mishenich Nesul Aretz Lo Hukshu Kol Aretz Lo Mashira. The Gemara held that even at the time of Golos, we still accept and implement this principle of the Braisa, and we would not recite Halal on a Nes in Chutz Laretz. So we don't have this principle originally in the Sugya until now of Kevin Shegolu Chazu Lech Sheirin Arishon. This is the Chiddush of the Gemara now, that this principle of Ein Omrim Shira, Ein Omrim Halel Al Nesha B'chutz Laretz, that doesn't apply anymore because they went into Golos, and after they went into Golos, the status of a Nes and Chutzos goes back to its original situation before they entered into the land. Now the Gemara goes off on a tangent here about the number of Nevi'im. We said in the Raisa that there were 48 Nevi'im. Vesu Leka? Is it possible that over all the generations of Jewish history there were only 48 Nevi'im? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayhi ish echad min arasayim tsofim. And we dash in the word Ramasayim as if it said Masayim. And the word Sofim means Nevi'im, who had Ruach HaKodesh, and the Pasuk is telling me that Echad min Arasayim Sofim, that's referring to Elkanah, and he was one of 200 Nevi'im. Echad min Arasayim Sofim Shenisnavu Lem Yisrael. Now, the Gemara doesn't mean to say there were only 200. There were many hundreds, maybe thousands of Nevi'im, but here's a raya that this, it's not limited to 48. So the Gemara says, Mia Mihava Tuvahava. In truth, I don't deny that there were many, many Nevi'im. Many more than 48. Kirisanya Harbi Nevi'im Umdulem Yisrael. During the entire Jewish history of many generations, there were many, many Yisrael. Kiflayim Ki Yotze Mitzrayim. In other words, at the door of Elkanah, there were 200 Nevi'im. But if you talk about how many Nevi'im there were throughout that span Jewish history, you're talking about Ki Yotze Mitzrayim. And multiply it by two, you're talking about millions of Nevi'im. Ella, so when the Bryce says 48, what does that mean? Nevuah shehutzrucha lidoros nichtava. Nevuah shelo hutzrucha lidoros lo nichtava. Now there are two types of Nevuah. There's one Nevuah that remains, let's call it Torah Shebal Peh, in other words, it's passed on as a transmission. And there's another Nevuah that becomes encoded in the Holy Writ, and it becomes part of Ksivas Tanakh, Ksivas Kisvei HaKodesh. So how many Nevi'im will we find in Tanakh? The answer is 48. How many Nevi'im were there over the course of Jewish history? Kiflayim Ki Yotze Mitzrayim. But their Nevuah was not anything more than, let's say, a Horash Shah. And it was not a Nevuah L'doros. It was not something that would be written in the Torah Shebichtav, and therefore that's not included in the count of the 48. Now let me put this on the side here, and I wanted to read to you a paragraph here. He says the following: Hinei b'Megillah Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph Tana Rabbanan Arboim. Ushmona Nevi'im, Usheva Nevi'os, Nisnavla Misola Pitzim, and my drush, I'm from 5-5. Oh. Hine, he says, Haramba beperek gimel b'hilchas Chanukah, im hoya hamikra, the one who's reading the hal hamakar makrias ahalil katan o eved o isha, onim achrehem mashen omre mila b'mila b'chol ahalil. In other words, you can't listen to these three categories of people and be yotzi yomisav hal. If they want to feed you the words, okay. Mekar din zehu b'mishna b'sukkah, u'mistima astibi ha-rama mashma, di'af halal b'chanaka, kishar yud ches yomim, shegomer b'mes ha-halel. Because the Rambam is talking, in this context, the Rambam is just presented in the same chapter, in an earlier halacha, all the days, the list of days that have a chiyuv halal, and on the list there are 8 days from Chanukah. And then the Rambam says, but if any of the three, a katan, an ever, an evid, recite the halal, presumably even on Chanukah, then you're not yotzei unless you read it word for word with them. Is kosher. Havilah lemeimer did noshim yischayvu bekriyas halal b'Chanukah. The clear cut indication of the Rambam is that women are exempt from halal on Chanukah. But wait a second. Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim, in the last chapter, says that women are obligated in Hallel on the Seder night, meaning the Hallel that's incorporated into the Haggadah. The Afagav the Isha Ptur Mihal the Sukkos Udiatzeres Shani Hallel the Lil Pesach Sha'afein Hoyu Boson Nes. So he's basically Tosfos saying the following: as far as the Hallel of Yontif is concerned for the Moed, that's a mitzvah sechus mind grom, and women are not included. But when the halal is because of the nes, like the halal in Leil Pesach, as we discussed earlier in the name of the Shagas Aryeh, then afhein hoyu bosan nes. No, if afhein hoyu bosan nes applies to halal on Pesach, it should apply at least, if not to the Kal V'chomer, with regard to halal on Chanukah. In case halal de Chanukah shall on nes bar, and the Gemara says that Masechta Erechin that Chanukah is a halal of nes, is women are included in the Nes of Chanukah, they're obligated in Ner Chanukah, they should be obligated in Hal as well. And yet clearly the Rambam indicates that women are exempt from Hal on Chanukah, and therefore you can't be yotze if you hear Hal from a woman. But Nir Lomar was there, Tehodi Amrita B'Chanukah Mishum Nisa, when the Gemara in Erechin says that Hal on Chanukah is because of the Nes, Lo niskavna Gemara Lomer Davi Hal al Nes Kmo Hal b'Leil Pesach. The Gemara didn't mean to classify Hal on Chanukah and compare it exactly to Hal on Leil Pesach. The Be'emes Hal el b'Chanukah Avi Mitoris Yontif. Okay, this is very interesting that we discussed whether Purim might have a status of Yontif. I don't know if you were with me on that discussion, but Hal el on Chanukah and then it's Mitoris Yontif. That's pretty way out. And he says that's why the Brisa and Erechin incorporates the 8 days of Chanukah into the 11 days of Gomer Benes Ahal, because what's common to all 18 days is that the Yontif itself generates Halal. U'mevur b'Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, in the famous Brisa of my Chanukah, L'shon Acheres Kovum V'Osum Yomim Tovim B'Halal. And then it says Bohu Dom. Now Rashi says that what it means is not Yomim Tovim in the strict sense. Hare lo asur b'malacha. We don't have an isur b'malacha on Chanukah, but lo nikvu el likros halel v'lomar al anisim boda. So what does it mean that they establish these 8 days of Chanukah as Yontif? It must mean, according to Rashi, it can't be anything else. It can't be isur b'malacha. It must mean halel. Hare. So what we see from Rashi is clearly that Hal Shal Chanukah Hal Shal Yontif V'lo Hal Shal Anes. Oh, but now the question is, the Gemara itself says that Hal on Chanukah is Hal Anes. Hanukom in the Gemara Mishum Nisa Hainu Da Nes Nasebo. It means that this day is endowed with the status of a Yontif because of the Nes. But the Chiv Hal Bemes is a Hal of Yontif, not a Hal Anes. And Tosfos says it explicitly in Tainus on Daf Chaf Ches that Chanukah Dina Hu Ligmar Es HaHalel. Why do we recite the entire Hal on Chanukah? The Chol Ches Hayamim Hayanes Misgadel VeHaya Kol Yom VeYom Chada VeChada Ki Yontif. So in other words, the howl on Chanukah is because howl is the howl of Yontif, and Chanukah is called the Yontif. It's interesting that he says each day. You remember we had a discussion about this, you know, whether it's like Sukkot, where each day is a separate Lechayim of Hala, or Pesach, where there's one Hala for the entire Chag. He says, Da Nes Mechal Ale Toras Yontif Lamiris Hala. So the miracle is the original reason, or the what generates the status of a Yontif. Ulefize Nire. The Afshin Kosovo Tos the Noshim Chayovs Bahal Shalel Psochim Shalal Nesba. And now we should make the equation to Halel on Chanukah, because if that's a Halel on Nes, then Afen Hoybos on Nes. Shiny Halel Belel Pesah Tavi Halel on Nes. Ulkaf Noshim Chayovs Bo Kemish Afen Hoybos on Nes. Mashenkin Halel on Chanukah Sheinz a Halel on Nes. That only means that the Nes itself caused and to endow the day with the status of Yontif. Elu Hal Shal Yontif Kechol Aviyud Ches Yomim Shigomim Nesal Al Kain Havi Kechol Halil Di Yontif Di Noshim Pturos Mitzad Da Havi Mitzvah Asay Shazman. Big finish. But again, he's indicted in the Rambam, because the Rambam says that, that on all these 18 days a woman cannot read. So basically the 18 days is one mishachas, it's one gush, and it means that it's a yontif to kahalil. Women are exempt, and therefore you can't be yotze with women's halal, even though Rambam includes Chanukah.
So the chiddush is the little Pesach halal. That's the real chiddush.
Because once again, you know, when we're saying that women, when Tosa says himself that women are obligated halal, he's only referring to halal on the Leil Pesach, not the halal of the day of Pesach. That halal again is the Yud Ches Yomim, and that's the Moed itself as Yontif generates halal. And women are not included in that because it's a mitzvah sheishes ma'amar.
That's a big minhag that's not done at all. Not only don't we do halal, a lot of people don't do halal. The women, and I haven't heard any women coming to shul to do halal.
So could be that yotze with the halal in the seder. The hinei aran b'arvei psochim. What time we have? Another 5 minutes. The Ran in arvei psochim says that what Rav Haigon says, that we don't make a bracha on halal leil pesach ligmar sahalel. Keva she'ein on a korin also b'toras korin, and it's not a mitzvah of kriya, but rather it's a mitzvah of shira. The halel b'leil pesach isa b'toras shira. Hare, what do we see from the Ran in our Pesach? The halel trei dinei isnehube. There are two dinim of halel. Yesh halel she'omrim also b'toras shira. Yesh halel she'omrim also b'toras kriya.
It's a famous one.
Right. The Brisker Rav makes a big deal about this, right? So it comes out that on the Hal of Shir, we don't make a bracha. We only make a bracha on the Hal of Kriya. And then we have a din of Shmona Sreyamim, Shayokin Gomer Mesahalil. And that's a din of Kriya. That's not a din of Amira's Shira. And therefore we have a bracha. Ah, he quotes the Brisker Rav. Mehine Bechidushe Maran Riz Halevi Hilchaschanik Kosav Odaf Kemina. You know, you have to read the Hal in its shlemus. And therefore, the Brisa says in Menachos that Halel Utfila Ma'akvin said to be in a Dafka Hal Shole, the Lochatzi Hal. Zel de Kabrinon, Yud Ches Yomim, Shayochin Gomimimimis Hahal, Hainu, Shemitzvasahu, Dafka Babiras Kola Halel. Who mixes a halal lav halal? Who have a halal shal shira? But zel leka din dini boy kol a halal. So the Brisker Rav says you don't have to recite the entire halal in its entirety. V'nira di yisoda dover da halal delel pesach shiny mi halal shal yud ches yomim. Al pima shekasav kosav atoysu besukah da halal delel a pesach. I said it was a toast in sukkah. I made a mistake. A toast in sukkah. Da halal delel a pesach al nesba. The hal al anes is so dino amira shira al anes. Mashen can be yud ches yomim shigomim emes ahalel tavi hal shal yontiv dino kidin kriya velo din amira shira. Now this I don't understand, frankly, because I think what he's saying is that on the Hallel of Leila Pesach, we don't recite a bracha because it's a Hallel Shel Shira. I don't know that that's our minhag. I mean, those who do have the minhag of reciting Hallel of Leila Pesach, I think we make a bracha on it. I'm quite sure that we do. But he's saying it's only a Hallel of Shira, and a Hallel Shel Shira doesn't generate a bracha. All right, this requires a lot more study. Maybe I'll do this at 11:45. Basically, I just want to give you a preview of coming attraction. He's saying that there are two sugyas about the question of Hallel on Purim. And they look on the outside to be identical, but they're really fundamentally different, one from the other. The sugyan Erechin wants to establish that Purim is a yontif, no less than Chanukah, and therefore you should generate Hallel. The sugya in Megillah that we learned today, that's on a different basis entirely. That's B'tar Shira. And the Gemara thinks that there should be a Hallel Shel Shira on Purim, derived from a Kal V'Chomer from Avdus L'Cheirus. And perhaps the Avdus L'Cheirus here is referring to the night, the Hallel and the night of the first day of Yontif. And that's a Hallel of Shira. And that's called the Avdus L'Cheiris. And Kolshke, there should be a Hallel Shel Shira on Purim, which is Mimisa L'Chaim. That's not what the Gemara in Erechin is talking about. The Gemara in Erechin wants to postulate that Purim should be elevated to the law and included in the law of Kriya. Not Shira, but Kriya, because it's no less of a Yomtiv than Chanukah. And to the same extent that Hallel is a requirement on Chanukah because Chanukah was established as a Yomtiv, so too Purim was established as a Yomtiv, and therefore it should generate a Chiyuv of Hallel, the Torah's Kriya, with a bracha, in which the Brisker Rabbi would say you have to finish the entire Hallel. So, B'li Nena, this is fascinating. Can I, Usher, borrow your pencil for a second? You have a pencil? Because I don't want to mess it up with a pen here. All right. Can you do me a favor, Usher, and write down Reish Peh?
Next day.
Yeah, and maybe we'll. And you won't be here at 11:45, but you can write me a little. Write me a little picture, so I'll remember where to pick this up, because this is fascinating. Hallel Shel Shira and Hallel Shel Kriya.